This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The White House says COVID-19 vaccinations are rising in states, seeing the highest proportions of new infections. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Virus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients singles out Arkansas, Florida, Louisiana, Missouri, and Nevada, states with high infection rates and now higher vaccination rates than the nation as a whole.
People in these states are feeling the impact of being unvaccinated and responding with action.
CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky warns of a Delta variant spreading with incredible efficiency, saying whether people are vaccinated or not,
we together are not out of the woods yet.
Still, the agency is not changing its guidance on mask wearing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House says Chinese opposition to a World Health Organization probe into the origins of the coronavirus is irresponsible and dangerous. Press Secretary Jen Psaki called it not a time to be stonewalling. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson reports.
The plan includes the hypothesis that the virus could have escaped from a Chinese laboratory, and the proposal includes doing audits of labs and markets in the central Chinese city of Wuhan. On Thursday, Vice Minister of the National Health Commission, Zhang Yisheng, told reporters he was taken aback when he read the details. The first known cases emerged in Wuhan in December 2019. The virus was believed to have jumped to humans from animals being sold for food at a city market. In May, President Joe Biden said U.S. intelligence agencies were pursuing rival theories, potentially including the possibility of a laboratory accident in China.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. One day before the opening ceremonies of the Tokyo Olympics, the director of the pageant was fired. AP's Ed Donahue tells why.
Kentaro Kobayashi is accused of using a joke about the Holocaust in his 1998 comedy act, including the phrase, "Let's play Holocaust." Organizing committee president Seiko Hashimoto apologized and said they did not know at all that such a thing existed. This time, she said, they found these problems, and as this can have various diplomatic issues, they thought it would be important to deal with it as soon as possible. Earlier this week, Keigo Oyamada, a composer whose music was to be used at the ceremony, was forced to resign because of past bullying of classmates. Hiroshi Sasaka also stepped down as creative director for the opening and closing ceremonies after suggesting a Japanese actress should dress as a pig. I'm Ed Donahue.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the rejection of two Republicans to be on a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection is about not wasting time when we need to find the truth for the American people. At a news conference, Pelosi said she had no issues with Republicans coming in with their own thoughts on the riot.
When statements are ridiculous and fall into the realm of you must be kidding, there's no way that they're going to be on the committee.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the investigation committee never had a chance to succeed.
We predicted it back at the very beginning. This is a sham committee that's just politically driven by Speaker Pelosi.
McCarthy has denounced Pelosi's decision to exclude the two as an egregious abuse of power and said the Republican Party would not participate in the investigation if Democrats will not accept the members he appointed. Church bells rang out across Norway Thursday, marking 10 years since the country's worst ever peacetime slaughter, as leaders urged their country to fight the extremism that was behind the attack. On July 22, 2011, right-wing extremist Anders Breivik set off a bomb in the capital Oslo that killed 8 people before heading to tiny Utøya Island, where he stalked and shot dead 69 mostly teen members of the Labour Party's youth wing. Events were held around the country Thursday, including a service in Oslo Cathedral that ended with the first peal of bells. Thousands of people gathered in the streets outside to mourn the 77 victims. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.